outgoing municipal manager of that local municipality, Babu MK Lamola. Hope to have him on just to reflect into his tenure as the municipal manager there. I'm told that he has since tendered in his resignation. In fact, he was serving the last 30 days, and one of those days lapses today, and UMM will be joining us momentarily as I try to track him now, just to understand where we are, particularly in the tenure of office that he has led in that local municipality. Remember, MMs are the administrators in municipalities where they lead that particular institution. When it comes to audit outcomes, they are responsible. When it comes to issues of service delivery, they are also equally responsible because they are at the engine of municipalities. Zubab Lamola will be joining us momentarily now as I try tracking that MK Lamola of Lekwa Local Municipality, and I believe he does join us now on the line. Good evening, greetings, and I appreciate you availing yourself to talk to us.
No, it's my pleasure. Good evening to yourself, Babu Skosana. Good evening to the listeners.
You've been at the municipality for a minute now. Give us a sense of how do you reflect into the contributions you've made in Lekwa Local Municipality. Most MMs are given the 5-year contract that is equally running with that of council. Talk us through when you first stepped in into the Lekwa Local Municipality. What did you find there, and how did you manage to try and turn it around?
What an adventure. What an adventure it was. I've been in the institution for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think the history of Lekwa is well documented. We are all clear on what transpired. At some point, the municipality was put under administration and council was dissolved. When I came in tonight, 2022, the current council was in office for about a year at the time. So there were a lot of things that were not in their rightful place. I remember the first day when I went to submit my CV to apply for the position. I almost turned back with the CV unsubmitted because of the road conditions, the potholes, the general upkeep of the town, even though I did not have the details of the inside. But the little that I could see superficially got me questioning whether I really wanted to apply for this job. Because the town, it looked like a war zone. But be that as it may, we all know I ended up applying and I was appointed to the position.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult time, I must indicate. The service delivery has almost collapsed. Our finances are not in order. Even though we have made great strides towards addressing our finances and revenue and so on, but there's still quite a lot that needs to be attended to. The water supply was terrible. Refuse removal, just about all the basic municipal services that you would expect from any municipality was not in its rightful place. So as a consequence, we had to start from scratch. But for all practical purposes, the wheels had fallen off at the time.
Tomorrow is your last day in office, the 15th of August.
Yes.
How best do you reflect that in the 3 years now you have spent in the municipality? Are the wheels back where they're supposed to be in this moving vehicle of Lekwa?
There's a couple of wheels that are back on, but they are not all back in place. I think it's going to take a lot longer than 3 years to get the municipality in its rightful shape. If you look at where we started, maybe I should give you this example.
Yeah.
My first order of business, and my very, very first day when I got into Lagos, was to buy laptops for my managers. That was the first thing that I did. I remember calling a management meeting, an extended management meeting with my HOTs, middle management, and some supervisors. And I started asking very, very difficult questions, why certain reports were not submitted, why certain grants were not spent, why this, why that. And somebody raised their hand and said, how do you expect us to write reports when we do not have laptops? That's how bad the situation was. So the first order of business was to just buy laptops, tools of trade for people to be able to do their work, for them to undertake their duties. At the time, the municipality had picked up 4 diplomas, public opinions, in succession. Successive 4 diplomas. And we managed to turn around to date, we have picked up 2 qualified public opinions. We are qualified on some basic issues, such as reporting and a few negligible issues on assets. Cash flow was one of the, but there were 4 paragraphs coming from in excess of 50 paragraphs that we are qualified. So we are not home yet. I believe we have taken steps in the right direction to try and address some of the pertinent and most pressing issues. But to me, whether we've got laptops or not, or whether we've got an audit opinion right or not, until we can deliver on the most basic services every day reliably without failing, which is water, sewer, roads, refuse removal, electricity, all the basic services that touch people's lives.
Yeah.
Until we can do that, we are not home yet.
Yeah.
We can talk all we want about support and how good we look on paper, but if we are not proper in as far as where we touch people's lives, we are not home yet.
Yeah. And then, how do you then reflect on the alleged managers that were reporting to you that were misusing the petrol cap? Why did you not, conduct proper oversight? How did that slip right through your head?
Let me take you back a little bit. When the municipality was, council was dissolved and the municipality was put under administration, it was at the time when the powers that be were satisfied that controls and management had completely evaporated.
Yeah.
Why am I saying this? I'm trying to get you to understand that there is an embedded work culture or organizational culture that has purposefully and intentionally tried to circumvent all the internal controls and all the solid management principles. What I'm saying to you, Musa, is that the rot has been going on for so long that the managers that be have almost perfected how to embezzle and defraud the system. If you look at my record over the 3 years that I've been there, it's amazing the number of people that I've put through disciplinary processes, the number of people that I have literally fired out of the institution, the number of people that I'm currently, as I'm living, living under disciplinary processes and actions and things like that. But the institution is at war with itself. So the point that I'm driving home is that in as much as you put in systems and internal controls and all sorts of means to try and catch and stop all sorts of fraud and embezzlement in the institution, you've got a cabal of managers who intentionally create a shadow value chain who with a clear mandate to try and defraud the system. The matter that you're talking about, it was through me and my top management's efforts that we picked up that no, something is quite wrong with this clean account. Can you please investigate it? And that's how we caught them out. And it's only five. Now, if you look into all the corridor talks, somebody whispered in my ear and said, "MM, you know, you have launched a forensic investigation into this fuel account. When you are done with it, you're probably going to have to fire about 40 or 50% of all managers and supervisors in this institution." Now, you see how deep this water from. This is a concerted effort by managers, people who are supposed to carry the mandate of the institution, who are now purposefully trying to defraud the system. But fortunately, I've got a very powerful and understanding political leadership who have supported me, especially my executive mayor and his team. They've supported me in all the endeavors that I've tried to implement in clearing all of this resource.
Yeah. MM, I would have loved to engage you particularly on that point you raised, because you've worked with a number on the two different types of leadership cohorts, because when you started in 2021, you were obviously reporting to Mayor Tabet, and later on last year, if I'm not mistaken, then you started reporting to Mayor Ngomez. But MM, maybe as you beat yourself, why jumping ship, as many are alleging, that you have entangled yourself with service providers and now you're jumping ship to greener pastures and you have left the municipality corrupt? Why did you resign?
Some of us grew up in local government. That's all we have done most of our lives. And we have come to make peace with the fact that people talk. A lot of people talk about a lot of things that they do not know about. I don't know how many girlfriends have been given in the municipality when I discipline people. At one point, there was talk that I have got a love child in Standerton and things like that. So. We have learned to grow very thick skin in this industry. So I'm really not bothered about what people will say. Talks will always be there in local government. Until anybody puts concrete POE or evidence of that nature, to me it's just talk. But it usually happens to ethical leadership, when you instill discipline, that much stuff you get. Yeah. I've seen it in many leaders.
Yeah. MM, all the best where you're going. I'm not sure where you are going, but I'm told that you're going to learn safely, and hence that's why you decided to pursue other career endeavors. All the best in that front, and may your legacy outlive itself in your local municipality, if it was only prudent.
Thank you so much, Babu Skosana.
Really appreciate it. Former or outgoing MM of the Kwa Local Municipality, Babu M.J. Lamola. All the best to him, and the Kwa Local Municipality bids farewell to this individual tomorrow. And we were honored to have him tonight on the show. Really appreciate him making time. Pumalanga, let's pocket here for this evening. Babu Zimantwa Kumele, Noka Mantu, Tubasa, Nibana Fugob Janu.